Let us again start the Gemara, which is a Mordeke Gemara. Ahi itse da omrele lahu gavre, zil zoven li ara mikrevai. She told, there was a woman that told a person, a man, he should go and purchase for her a karke from her krevim, from her korev. Ozal zoven lo. So he went and he purchased it. Now, they're in the middle of the transaction, Amalei, so the Moicha, the potential Moicha, told the Shliach, Yehavali Zuzi Mahadris Lo Neli, if I'll have money, will she return it to me, the Kalka? Amalei, At Venavla Achi, so now, the Meicher asked the Shliach, is she, or she'll be agreeable to return the karka if I give her the money? Amalei, at v'navla ochi, you crave them with her. B'stameh, you will come to an agreement. B'stameh, she'll agree with you if you want to buy back the karka. B'stameh, you crave them. I can't commit myself, I'm just a shliach, but Mistama at v'navla achi yekrayim, Mistama she agrees to this condition. Omar Rabbe Baravune, Rabbe Baravune said, kol at v'navla achi samche daite. That if it's such a case of at v'navla achi samche daite, v'legoma romakni, that means, He is makne the kark on this condition. He's makne, that means he was encouraged by this statement. He accepted at face value. Mistama taka, since we crave him, mistama shall agree. Vulegomar makne legamri. That means, it seems because there's, he said, he asked the shliach, Ihavali Zuzi Mahadris Loneli. That means if he would hear that no, some he would sell the karka without this night. He asked the Shaila, will she return the karka to me if I give her back the money? And he said, well, you are Krivim, Mustama, she'll agree to your whims, to your retainers. So Bulagoma Umakni Legamri. So he wasn't Goyma Makna Legamri. He was Goyma, he was Makna on this tonight. Now, let's first learn this Gemara, the way the Ritva learns the Gemara. Then we'll come back to how Rashi learns the Gemara. The Ritva says that the request that he made was that if I bring the money, she'll sell me back the karka. That means we're not speaking about that when he'll give the money, he's eikel amafreya the mecha. No, no. I'm selling now the karka, but I'm on a condition that if I'll bring back the money, she'll sell it back to me. Fine. That was the condition that the meicher requested. And some chadaite, and he was, from this answer of the shliach, he was saying, mechdas, that that's exactly what will happen. Aro hodro. Now the karka will go back, because that was dogmach, and that was the understanding that if he brings the money, she'll sell back the karka. Peirimai. What is the din with the peiris? Ribis, that means if she's eating the peiris of the field. Ribis ktsutza have v'yoytzen b'dayonim. So we'll take away all the peiris that she had eaten. Eidume ki ovek ribis have v'ein yoytzen. Or it's ovek ribis. Now, so the Ritva explains as follows. This is a Merdike Ritva. We mentioned the Ritva once before. The Ritva has a Mordeke Shita that such a case that if I have an upmach between the Meicha and the Lekeach, that if I bring you the money, you'll sell it back to me. That means till now it was yours, and you can sell it back to me. So the Ritvos, that's a machlokes, Rav Yehuda in the Chachomim, if that is Ribbis Ktutze. Rav Yehuda holds it's not Ribbis Ktutze, because it's, I mean, where's the Ribbis? There was two Mechires. I sold it to you for X amount, till I give you the money. So it's a Mechire Lizman. You ate the Peres, it was yours then. You sell it back to me. Rav Yehuda holds there's no Shaila whatsoever. And the Chachamim hold it's Ribbis Ktutze. Why is it Ribbis Ktutze? Yod Teira L'Soif Dai Toishol Bnei Adam. That means, what is Pshat in this, that if a person buys a karka, and if you give me the money, so I'll sell it back to you. What is Pshat? So Yod Dai Toishol, that this is really Ribbis. That means if he wanted the karka, so I'll sell it back to you. I'm buying it from you. Why should I want to sell it? No, pshat is that really you need $100. I'm giving you the $100 now. If I remain with the karka, you never give me back the $100, so it's a mecha. If you decide that I should sell it back to you, so that means I'll get back my $100. I ate peiros in between. And then so it's alvo with a ribbis. That's even though b'shait, so the Ritva holds it's a machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda the Chachamim, we paskin like the Chachamim. It's Ribbis Ktutze. Zok the Ritva. So what's the shaila of the Gemara? So the Gemara says peire mai. Is it Ribbis Ktutze or is it not Ribbis? It's right off a Ribbis. What's the shaila? As if the Ritva. So the Ritva, because over here it's a suffix. If there'll be peiros or not. Who says it's going to grow peiros? That means by if you make such a dreidel and you say, listen, you'll sell it back to me. Fine, so sell it back to me. So you live there 2 years. You're deriving benefit from the house. You don't have to pay rent, anything. So you're getting back your $100 plus live 2 years without rent. Fine, that's gewaldig. That's called Ribbis Ktutze. But over here, when you buy a field, and what will be if it won't grow? A field is, who knows? It could be, there'll be a bumper crop, could be, nothing will grow. So what is the din by a field? That's how the Ritva learns Pshat. So that was the shaila in the Gemara. By the Peiros. Oma Rabbe Baravune Mistavre Kiyovel Ribbis Habe Ve'en Yoitzim B'Dion. You're right, Tak. This is not called Ribbis Ktutze. Ribbis Ktutze means that the Malve has to know he's going to get Ribbis. That's a type of Ribbis Ktutze. I'm lending and I'm going to get a profit. If I don't know, I could get a profit. Could be I won't get a profit. That's not called Ribbis Ktutze. That's called Ove Kribbis. And Memele, Ben Yitzim B'Dionim, that's a Rabbi Baravuna said, V'chein Omar, Rabbi Kiyova Kribbis Habe Ben Yitzim B'Dionim. Fine. Okay, so now we know Ribbis Ktutze is only if the Malvin knows B'Shas the Halvo, and this also is like a Halvo, that he's going to get definitely a profit, yep, the Keren back plus a profit, that's called Ribbis Ktutze. If he knows he might get something, he might not get something, that's called Ove Kribbis, Ben Yoitze B'Dion. Om Alei Abaye L'Rabbe, Mashkante Mai. Now, let me, so Abaye is Rabba Shaila, what will be a different din? Ava Halvo. Ava that Reuven lent Shimon money. Shimon gave him a mashkin. And also the same din, when he'll give him money, he'll give back the mashkin. But in the meantime, he's going to eat the peiros. So mashkanta mai, what is the difference? The difference over here is that Zog der Ritve, that even though we said that a Zvine, I mean, the Ritve said, I'm Mordechai Kachidish, that I'm buying something. I'm buying something for Zman, and then I sell it back to you. It's called Ribbis Ktsutze. But that's good, that's a Chiddush HaTorah. That's by Avadai Revach. By Avadai Revach, it's called Ribbis Ktsutze. We won't have Avadai Revach. It's called Avad Ribbis. So in more Klad HaShayla, maybe this din of not Avadai Revach is Avad Ribbis was only said when it was in reality Yazvini. I mean, we're talking about a Mechudish Tikei Ribbis to begin with. It's really, it was sold, and he's eating his peiris, and he's selling it back. So that's also called Ribbis. And that Ribbis you need a Vadai profit. But a Mashkanta, which is an Emesa Halvo, a Mashkanta is a Halvo, and I'm giving you a Karka for a Mashkin, and you're going to eat the peiris till I pay you back. So it could be by an emissar halvo, afilu, it's not a vadai prophet, that's also called Ribbis Ktsutze. Maybe this tnai of this tnai of Ribbis that has to be vadai, you're going to get a prophet, is dafke, if it's a zvini also, it's a mecher, and then who says you're going to get a prophet? Tartil reyes, and then it's over Ribbis. If a mashkante, that means it was a halvo, a real halvo. I'm lending you $100, and I'm giving you this karka that's a mashkin, and you'll be able to eat from the payers till I pay you back. Could be, even though it's not a vadai revach, it's called Ribbis Ktsutze. Or maybe not. Maybe not. That was the shaila. And let's learn the Gemara, how the Ritva attaches the Gemara. Zukterit vehem, as is Gemara zay, mashkanta mai, ho sometime mai mishum delay kotzlai, do we say, the reason it's over krib is because it's not bold, that he's going to get a revach, ochenami loy kotzlai. See, also it's not bold. I mean, it's alba. Oy du ma ho sam zvinei hochi alba. No, maybe you need tut noim. You need, it was a zvine, you need tartil reyeset. Was a zvine, and then he's selling it back to him, and it's also like, it's not katzot, then it's of a kribis, och halvo. That was the shayla. Omalei. So Rabbi answered him, hosom time am I mishum de leikotzlei, och anami leikotzlei. No, you don't need tartil reyeset. As long it's not a revach boru, so it's called, it's over Kribbis. Omar Rav Papai, Oved Ravina Uvde, Vechoshiv, Vaapik Peri, Deloike Rabbe Baravune. So the Gemara relates a Maise, Ravina did a Maise, Deloike Rabbe Baravune. So now, that is, the case of Rabbe Baravune was a Mecher, with a tnai, a mecha with a tnai, if he, the mecha brings back the money, you'll sell it back, and it's not, it's a mecha, and it's not boru that there'll be a revach, and Ravina held its Ribbis Ktsutze. So that means, so in other words, Ravina did not at all hold that it has to be a Ribbis Boru, it has to be Zichri going to get Ribbis. If you got Ribbis, there was an Opmach. If there'll be Ribbis, you can keep it. That was Opmach. And there was Ribbis, so that's called Ribbis Ktsutze. So Opmach, you could keep it if there'll be. And there was Ribbis, and so Ravine was Moitzi Bidayon. That is the Gemara according to the Ritva. Fine. Now, before we go further, there is a kasha which all the Rishonim ask. I didn't see that the Ritva should ask the kasha, but let us ask the kasha. So, but what do we know now? We know now that Ravina holds that afilu by a zvine, and it's not a revach boru, it's called Rebbe's Ktzutz. Fine? That's what we know. That's what we know. Now let us just go back to Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph. Let us see something. Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph, the last two lines. Let us not go into the sugya, but Omar le Ravine le Rav Ashi, Barei Mashkante Beloi Nach Yoso. That means I give you a mashkin and you eat the peiris, and we don't deduct anything from the choiv. That means you, I give you a mashkin, you eat the peiris. The bedinei meitziyim miloi velemalve, ubedineinu ein marzirin mimalve leloive. So here Ravine said, mashkanto beloi nach yoso, that means he eats the peiris without deducting anything from the choiv. He gave him a mashkin. There was a halvo. He gave him a mashkin. He eats the peiris. It's other kribis. Here we have a ravina that said a filipais vini. It's the case of Rabbi Baravune, meitziyim miyodoi, in the Ramayse. And here, Ravine said, Amashkanta halvo, which the Gemara held maybe halvo is Muhammad. And then it's over kribis. Eimachzirim imal bololoib. This kasha is a shrek, which all the Rishonim ask. Well, there's different mahalchim to understand. There's different mahalchim to find for this kasha. The Ritva doesn't ask this kasha, which is bitter. So the chayre tachsach me, in order to avoid this kasha, the Rabbeinu Peretz asks this kasha. The Rabbeinu Peretz says a teretz which is Baruch Hashem. There were two rabbinets. There was one rabbine who was a Talmud chover of Rav Ashi, and that's this rabbine and Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph. Omalei Ravine le Rav Ashi, so he was a Talmud Chav of Rav Ashi. There was another Ravine that was Bizman Rabbi Rav Yosef. Mishemeis Rove Nilda Rav Ashi. So there was a Ravine in the times of Rabbi Rav Yosef. That was two Ravines. So Mamele, Chazdei Hashem, Kilei Samlo, Boch Hashem, no Kashe. The two rabbinas. This is the rabbina who was a Talmud Chav of Rav Ashi. He held, like all these other Amirim, that's of a kribbis. That rabbina was his man, Rabin, Rav Yosef, and that rabbina held that it's ribbis ktsutze. That's one mahalach in the Gemara. And now let us see Rashi. Rashi is a second mahalach. And we'll see Taisus is a third mahalach. We have to, Al Kaponim, just learn the Ivra and the Gemara. Zot Rashi. Omalai Meichel Ishliach, Ihavali Zuzi Mahadrisli. If I'll have money, will you return it to me? Reitzani shetekabel ma'oisai. Now, that's very interesting. The bring down a tfus yoshan and the girsa of the Nemuki Yosef is Reitzani shetekabel ma'oisecha. There's two girsas, ma'oisai ma'oisecha. So my chavrusa wanted to say we have to know how Rashi learned pshat. What the t'nai is the t'nai, if you goyres mo'isecha, so it means you should be mekabel back your money, so it comes out l'mafreye, it never was a mecha, and then there was avo. That's posh bota yori chayme. If we goyres mo'isai, so that means I want it. It's yours, and now I want you to take my money and sell it back to me. That's like the Ritzvah. So we can learn two mahalchim over here, what the Tanai was. If the Tanai was, if it was Moisecha, so Moisecha means you take back your money, and it never was a mechin, it was a halvon, and that's Mamshekei Saboti Yochayim, or Moisecha means you sell it back to me, then it's like the Ritvim, that even to sell back is also Ribis Ktutzer. At v'nav la'ochi, so the shliach told them, ato v'hi, kroivim atem, ye kroivim. Tisratzu b'neichem, v'nav la'loshen arami, b'in b'zochra, b'in b'nekevik, sh'reitz lo'im ato v'hu, ay ato v'hi, you say at v'nav la. Ken risi b'tshubas agoynim, ani oimer sh'ze shmo, her name was nav la, fine. Mashkan tamay, now the Gemara cleared the shayach. So here they said it's over kribus. Mashkanta mai mishkin loy sode v'loy kotz imoy lechol peires l'shem ribus. What now? Rashi learns a new pshat in kotz. New pshat in kotz. Mishkin loy sode. He gave him a sode v'loy kotz imoy lechol. Peiris l'shem ribis, ela sosa, v'hu yorad v'osa v'ochal. Amir de kipshat, Rashi learns pshat, v'loikotz imay, that means, I lent you $100, you gave me a mashkin, finished, we didn't talk anything, I had garnished. And you have the mashkin, and you go into the soda, and you eat the peir, but we didn't say anything. V'leikotzimai didn't say, V'leikotzimai lechel peiris l'shem ribis. I didn't say not allowed to eat it. I didn't say anything. I just gave you a mashkin. You do what you want. I'm not telling you to do fakel. Elo sosam. V'yorat v'osa v'ochon. And he went and he ate the peiris. So that's cool. That's what Rabbi, that's the Gemara called Leikotzle. It's not called Ribbis Ktutze. So if we see from Rashi, that Rashi holds, we have a shayla in the Gemara, if, do you have to say, Rochel Bitcho Aktano, that, lending you money and you can eat the peiris, cause money don't pay you back. You have to say rochel bitchaktana, l'shem ribis, or if there's a mutual understanding, but we didn't speak it out that that's from the conditions of the halva, but there's a mutual understanding, that's also enough. Hachinami. Leikotzlei. So if so, opoli gadarav Nachman the Omer Lael hodra ara v'hodra peiris. So Rashi says we had the Rav Nachman before in the case of an asmachte, lekoni and an ate peiris, and Rav Nachman said that that's called ribis ktsutz, even though they didn't speak out pachlal that he could eat l'shem ribis. Rav Nachman holds that's ribis ktsutz and. And then Rabbi holds, no, it's like Kotzle, it's over Kribis. Fine. So Rash, now there's a big problem over here, and let's just address the problem. And let's just go a little further, and then we'll address the problem. V'choshiv, now what was the ma'isa with Ravina? Kama ochel peiris, v'askina mine. Fine. Now, so according to Rashi, the shail of the Gemara, is it ribis ktsutze, is it not ribis ktsutze? The shaila is, leikotzlai. They didn't say beferish, they didn't say beferish that you should take this l'shem ribis. They didn't say beferish. It's understood, but it was not mentioned. So there's a tzad in the Gemara that's not called Rebbe's Tutz, it's called Avak Rebbe's. Ravina Weistois held, Ravina held that Fakert, even though it's like Otzlai, it's called Rebbe's Tutz. And that was the shine. There's two problems over here. There's one problem, and let's go back to Ravina. Here, Ravina holds by a soda, it's Ribbis Ktsutze, and then even the Lakotzla, and it's Ribbis Ktsutze. And Mashkante, the same kash which all the Rishonim is, Mashkante, we have here a Ravina and Babsamach base that says it's Ovak Ribbis. And there Rashi says something over there. Rashi and Afsamach Beis Amet Beis says, you know why it's over Kribis? So Rashi says, B'dineinu ein marzirim, the over Kribis who, kiven de zimnin shein oisen perish, shakram im loiken ein so Ribis Ktuz. Here Rashi became from the Ritfes Chassidim. And here Rashi says that, over Kribbis, because who says there'll be a Reva? Zimnim Shekhom and Loikim. And in our Gemara, Rashi, we're learning a Psanu Gemara, we're talking about a Soda, Mochalei Soda, and here we have a Shach Zeribis Ktsutze, because he didn't say, do you have to say, don't you have to say, what happened with the Sfor of, what's happened with the Ritva Sfor? Rashi's from the Ritva's Chassidim. Rashi said on the Samach Beisam at Beis, if it's not Bori, you're gonna get a Revach, that's called, that's over Kribbis. And here, Rashi's oblivious to this. This is a problem. So let us just say an easy Teretz. There's a Beis Aaron. The Beis Aaron says at Teretz, there's a Kerem and a Sodeh. A kerem is very susceptible to the elements. A kerem, you can never know what's going to happen by a kerem. You could have a bumper crop. It could be a calamity. A soda is a rebach bor. How much rebach? A soda is a rebach bor. That's either soda means a stay ilon, or a soda means even a stay tvua. A soda is a rebach bor. So that's one. So Mamela, we were talking about Asoda over here. So Mamela, we Bechlal did not have any Shailas, we have Shailas Rebbe Stutze, like Kotzlai, but we didn't have any Shailas whatsoever. It's not a Revach Bor. Asoda is a Revach Bor. That's what the Beis Aaron says, Beshitas Rashi, and the Vail, that's a Glata Mahalach. Now, there's one more problem. So we have here a Revach Bor. We have here a Shaila. Is it Rebbe Stutze? Not Rebbe Stutze. Like Kotzlai didn't say Beferish. So maybe by Rebbe you have to say. If they roch a bit fraktana. Frakt the Pnei Yeshua. He doesn't understand. Shem Yishamayim. There's a Mishnah in Erchim. The Mishnah in Erchim says, Botei Eure Chayme. Botei Chayme was this dreidel. Botei Chayme, if I give you back the money, you give me back the give me back the house, and he was living there rent free, and the Mishnah says that the Botei Chayme is Ribbis Gomo Vatera Tirosai. Vatera was Mata Botei Chayme. Fine. So Zokte Yerushalmi there. Botei Ore Chayme Zeres Hakos of its Mutter. But you'll have any other scenario with the same situation. That I'm selling you something, and if you give me money, you get it back. That's the Bistutz. Here we have a Maise, which is the same scenario like Botai Ori Chayme, and the Levi boy, if it's Moisech, or he said before Rashi, Shitakabo Moisech, it means Mamish, give me back the money, and it's Alvo. And here this, and here all of a sudden, we have here Amayroim that say it's over Kribbis, Rebbe Stutze. Everyone says it's over Kribbis. Still Ravina said it's Rebbe Stutze. And by Botei Chayme also, it was like Kotzlai. He didn't tell him anything. Listen, he was with Kiret, I'm selling you a house and you give me back the money. It was also like Kotzlai. And that's Ribbis Gomer Vatere Tirosa, and here we have a whole sugi. Zogt Pnei Yeshua, Bavli is Choylik on Yerushalmi. These are my Roim HaCholik. They didn't learn it's a Gzeres HaKosa by Bote HaChoyme. It's a Gilu Yakro. That this thing is like Kosla. Oh, that's a Ribbis. The Torah was matter. The Torah, it's not only every loy kotzle, the Torah was matter. Finished. Every loy kotzle, the Torah was matter. I learned out from Bote Yari Chayme. That means it's a case of Ribbis, and the Torah was matter. That's how they learned, and this is how the Pnei Yeshua learns Aliba Derash. So now we learned two Mahalchim in the Gemara. Now we'll learn a third Mahalchim in the Gemara Taisvis. Peiri mai, kribis ktsutsa domi viyoit. The Gemara cleared the shayla by the case of atvinavle. The Gemara cleared the shayla is a kribis ktsutsa, is not kribis ktsutsa. Aval gav de mashma hoche, di hodri peiri le hodri, elnami tam da have a kribis ktsutsa. The Gemara had a shayla, and the Gemara is the child, maybe it's Ribbis Tzutze. Mikomo came, Ravine da Apik Peri hakochach lav mehaitayme. Da islai berei spilkin de mashkanta beloinech yoso bedineinu ein machsiri mimal veloloi. Taisus here asks the kasha rochel bitcha aktana. So Taisa said, you can't, the Gemara said, maybe they take away the Ribbis, it's Ribbis Tzutze, the Peris, it's Ribbis Tzutze, and Ravina went and took away the Peris. So Taisa says, but listen, you can't say that Ravina took away it's Ribbis Tzutze, learn that Samach Beis. You see, Klaw, Ravina says it's Avok Ribbis. Da isle bere spilke de maskante bloy nach yose be di nei no ein machzir mi mal bele leime. Elo tsarich leime. De taime der ravine mishim da be mkhile be toys. Vela veloy havi mkhile. Ve davke be zvini kein uf de der rabbe var barafune. Apik ravine peiri veloy bahalbo. Now, what is Taisva saying? Is Zok the Pnei Yeshua? Now, all of a sudden, Taisva says, Taisva's opened up a can of worms. Ravina holds that it's Ovok Ribbis. That's Ravina by Mashkante. So why was he Mapik Peri? He is Vini. So Taisus says, Mechila Betois. So what's Mechila Betois over here? What's the Mechila Betois? Zogt the Pnei Yeshua that Ravine was Choylik on the Gemara before. That means we had a Gemara before. The Gemara before, we had a situation as follows. The Shliach came to the Korev. And then the Korev asked, if I will give back money, they'll give back the karke. And the Shliach said, At v'navla achi, you're craving, you think there'll be a problem, and that you're craving. Ravina held this At v'navla achi that he told them, is pitumi mili ba'alma. He didn't mean it. Listen. We're not interested in such trade, like give back the money. He just told them that to make him feel good. But he knew that she'll zichen not be masking, and he's not masking. I mean, he just told him not for Navlochi, but was pitumi milibal. So now let us see what happened. This Meicha was a gullible person. He heard that for Navlochi, he's not a Yidei Machshavis. He heard the Atvinavla Ochi. He told him, I'm not supposed to return. He said, Shaila, Atvinavla Ochi. No, Shaila. But it was Pitumi Mili Balma. Now, so the Meicha was selling it under the impression that when he'll give the money, he'll get back the Kalka. He comes now let's finish the scenario. He comes 6 months later with the money. His kolov looks at him like, what's with the money? He says, well, that was the condition. So they come to Beis Din. So the shliach tells the whole thing. I mean, she was never masking to this. I just told him to me immediately. So Beis Din says, listen, so there was a misunderstanding over here. You thought they accepted this condition. Lamai said they didn't accept the condition. So that means they bought it without conditions. You sold it with a condition. So there was a lack of communication over here. So what is the din? So the din is that the mecher isn't chal. I mean, if you meant one thing and they're saying another thing, you didn't understand what he's saying. But Al Capone, you meant you only want to sell it with this condition, that if she'll give back the money, she'll give back the karka. The shliach never meant to accept this condition. It's only p'tumi mili ba'alme. She read between the lines. Fine. So the mecha was never chal. Now, so memele, she was eating the peiris the whole 6 months. The mecha was under the impression, yeah, she said, because he was under the impression that it was a mecher, and she was makabel the tonight. So, zicha, she's entitled to eat the peiris. I'm going to go in 6 months and give back the money, and then she'll give me back the karka. When he came in 6 months and found out she had no intentions to give back the karka, so we found out that it never was a mecher. That what she was eating, the peiris, was a mechila betois. So that was the mice with Ravina. So Ravina says, I'm sure the Krebitz, and you have to go and give back the peiris. That means it never was a mecher. He never intended to sell it to you if you're not accepting his conditions. So it never was a mecher. He didn't say anything to you because he thought you accepted the conditions. Now we find out we didn't accept the conditions. So it's a mechila betois. We have a mechila. That is pshat in Ravina. But you can't say Ravina was mighty the peiris as ribis tzutze. Chas v'sholem, because you see, Ravina Dav Samach Beis holds that they mechzirim imal v'loloive. This is how Tosfos learned Pshat in the Gemara. No, ma'al. That's what you get the lashon of Tosfos. But Avgav the Mashma Hoch in the beginning when the Gemara had a shayla of Ribbis Ktutze, Mashma the Hodri Peiri lehodri al mitam dav Ribbis Ktutze, become okim Ravina d'apik Peiri al kolchoch, Love me high time. Do is labor a spirit in a mashkanta boy in a chios, but in a machimi marvel a loiver. Ella talk loimer, the time of the rabbina, mishum dava mechila betois, we have a mechila. Fedavke bezvini came up that the rabbi baravune, that there it was a mechire, that it was a misunderstanding, so it wasn't chaos, it's a mechila betois. Apek Ravina Peri, Veloy Barvo, Barvo, it's like over Kribis. Fine. So, that's the Mahalach of Toysvis. Now, the Rabbeinu Tam, so it's a little modne, the Gemara, according to Toysvis, that somehow, the Gemara before held, it was a good Mechira, and the Gemara clears a Shaila, was it, is it Ribbis Tzusa, is it Ovid Ribbis, it's Gotzlai, like Gotzlai. The Gemara held there was communication, there was an agreement between them, and the Gemara was a Shailas, it's Ribbis Tzusa, Ovid Ribbis, and then the Gemara calls Mashkantamai, all of a sudden the Gemara says, Ovid Ravine, the like your Rabbi Baravune, from left field, you know, there never was a Mecher, it's Mechila Batois. It's a little mud nap, so the Gemara, he says, you have to say that, because, or else you have a steer in the Rabbi. Rabbi Metam Eforish, so the Rabbi Metam wanted to make that the sugya should flow a little better, that we shouldn't say that the Gemara before held there was a Mechire, and Rabbi Nahal, that's not a Mechire. Rabbi Metam Eforish, Hochem, Kiribis Ktsutze Domi, the Gemara before, Maimi Tam Ribis Ktsutze Yoitze. The Gemara always knew it was a Mechira Betoyis. The Gemara always knew this. אלא קליימים בשם מחילה בתויס לא יהווה מחילה, ויועצים כמי ריבס קצוצה דיועצה, הידול מהווה מחילה, maybe מחילה בתויס, וכן יועצי כובד ריבס, תן יועצים בדיון. So the Rabbeinu Tam wanted to make the Gemara should flow, that not that, so Rabbeinu Tam says the Gemara always knew that it wasn't a Mechire, and the Gemara Shaila was, is Mechile Betois Mechile, or Mechile Betois is not a Mechile. That was the Shaila of the Gemara. That what the Gemara said, Ribis Tutsa, and the other Ribis, the Mami, just like Ribis Tutsa, Yaitse Bidayonim. So Mechile Betois, Lav Mechile, it's also Yaitse Bidayonim. Or maybe Mechile Betois is a Mechile, so it's like over the Ribis, when Yaitse. The Gemara, Ribis Tutsa, and over the Ribis is Gematria, Mechile Betois. Why have a mechila? Mechila betoyis have a mechila. Moit is chapson. Ve'ein nire, and Taisha says, that's a pshat, but on a pshat, a ma'adloi le'litlois mechila betoyis beribis ktsutze. Why didn't we have to talk like that? Why didn't we have to talk Turkish? That the gemara klal, the shayil is mechila betoyis, ya mechila, nish mechila. So b'mel, that's it, Taisha doesn't like the Rabbeinu Tam. Aber time mit der Ravina have a vada in Mishim Mechila to the Frishis. Fine. Okay, so this is like the Rabbeinu Tam. The Davaini, I had two problems with the Rabbeinu Tam. One problem I had, and I think I found that some Seifer is Moire Ka'inze. The Rabbeinu Tam said that, the Gemara means, when the Gemara says it's a Ribbis Ktsutze, the Gemara means, it's Mechila Betois, not a Mechila, so it's Yaitse B'dionim like Ribbis Ktsutze. The Gemara chapped on Ribbis Ktsutze, a marshal of Yaitse B'dionim. Fine. But now, let us just be a little more medactic. The halach is, if you hold Ribbis Ktsutze, Yaitse B'dionim, the din is, if the malva died, and the Yoshim have it, it's not Yoitze B'dayon. We learn that from a posik. The din is, afil yod ribis tzutze Yoitze B'dayon, the children don't have to give it back. That's a din ribis tzutze. It's kzeir sakosik. Whatever it is, it's a din ribis tzutze. Now, if mechila betois loy have a mechila, so that means that she eight gigazel to Paris. I mean, the Paris never belonged to her. There never was a Mecca. So the Yoshim, if she'll die, the Yoshim will also have to pay. I mean, it's not, it's the stolen goods by her. So, I mean, if she stole, the Yoshim will also have to pay. So, not Taisi Sakasha, why do you think I'm a marshal? It's worse than that. The marshal is not a good marshal. I mean, if Ribbis Ktsutze would have all the dinim of Mechila Betois, Lehava Mechila. No, so he said a marshal, fine. So Tois, why do you need a marshal? You should speak more clearly. But the marshal's not a good marshal because Ribbis Ktsutze is only, he has to pay the Yoshim, don't have to pay. That was one harder. Maybe some safer, since there's discussion. Then I had another harder. I don't understand how the Rabbeinu Tam learned pshat in the Gemara. This Ore I found in the Mamshiv, but I don't understand what the Mamshiv answers. Fine. So let's learn the Gemara according to the Rabbeinu Tam. The Gemara says, the kids, everyone, he said, Atva Navli Ochi, so the Gemara says, so there was no Smichas Das, there was not a Mecca. Are Hodre Peiri Mai, what's it done by the Peres? Ribbisut means it's Mechila Betois, Lehava Mechila, Yoitze B'dayonim, Aydilme Mechila Betois, Hava Mechila, Ben Yoitze B'dayonim. That's how Ben Tamlim shot in the Gemara. Fine, that was the Shaila. The Gemara says Mechila Betois, Hava Mechila. That seems everyone is saying. But how do we learn further Gemara? Omalei Abaye L'Rabbe Mashkanta Mai. Awesome time am I, machine like Kotzloy, Och and Ami like Kotzloy. The Dumma Hosmus Vina, Och Alva, the Gemakla Zakaila, Shaila by a Mashkin.
Now the shayla by a mashkin is not a shayla of mechila batoyis. The shayla by a mashkin is a ribbistik shayla. And the Gemara says, "Hosam kotzlei hachalei kotz." And the Gemara wants to compare: is it similar? Is it not similar? I mean, what shaychus does a mashkan to have to the Rabbeinu Tam? Before it was, so the Mamshiv says mashkan to zicha a ribbistik shayla. I don't understand how you learn shayla. The Gemara hosam kotzlei. I don't know how you learn the Gemara according to the Rabbi Nutan. Zot the Gemara weiter. Anu Gemara. Omar mar berei de Rabbi Yosef mishmei de Rabbe. Ho mashkante ba'asche de mesalti. A mashkin ba'asche de mesalti. Which means, so let's know what we're talking about. A person gave someone a mashkin. He's eating payas. And whenever I give you money, you have to give me back the karka. Ha mashkante ba'asre de mesalki. Ochal shir zuzi mesalkinele. Ochal tvei. Loi mafkinan minei, v'loi mech tashminan. So the Gemara says this. Nochemal, Oma ma'abarei de Rav Yosef v'shmei de Rav. Ha mishkanta ba'ascha de mesalki. It's alvo, and he has a mashkin, and whenever he gives him the money, he gives back the karka. And he ate peiris. Ochal shir zuzi. Now, he's eating the peiros. Now, it's a asre de mesalki, which means, let's talk Ivrit. That means that I gave him a karke, there's an opmach. About $100, you're on the karke. You eat the peiros, like cost, like whatever it is, but you're eating the peiros, but the minute I give you $100, you give me back the karke. That's called asre de mesalki. As soon as I give you the money, I'm a salik you from the karke. Ochal peiros, he's eating peiros. He ate $100 worth of peiros. He ate $100 worth of peiros. The leiva knocks on the door. No, give me back the karka. Mark, you make the karka. You have the money. You paid $100 worth of peiros. I have to give you $100 bills. You ate $100 worth of peiros. You got your money. Finished. A good talk. And then finished. That's the first halacha of Rava. Ochal shir zuzi misalkinele. If you knock at the door, as soon as you get $100 worth of payers. So misalkinele. Ochal tfei. What if he knocked at the door 2 months later? So now he ate payers of $125. He had $125. Loi mafkinon mine. So now the $25 is over kribis. So the din is over kribis le mafkina mine. So that means if I chapped you by the $100 and you ate the $100, I can say for ket that'll be the peroin of the chayt. But if you ate more, so more is ava kribis, and ava kribis is le mafkina mine. Ve le machshevinan mishtore lishtore. What does that mean? That means, you lent me $100, and we made this as an asre, the masalki, fine. 2 months before, you lent me another $100. Fine, another $100. I didn't give you a mashkin for the other $100, but now after this chayver, you took a mashkin, fine. You eat $200 worth of payers. I knock on the door. Both chayvers were paid up already, Baruch Hashem. You ate $200. No. Don't say the Achilas Peiris of this Mashkin was to cover the other Chayiv. No. The other Chayiv is a Chayiv. You have to pay me $100. These two, the second $100 I ate L'Shem Ribbis. I'm sorry. This is of the Kribbis and you can't be Lay Mafkinim. Let us see what Rashi says. Zot Rashi. Ba'asra de Mesalki, b'mokim shenogu lahal ve'istam, you lend money, Umalva oichel peiris, that means we're not talking about holy stuff. Umalva oichel peiris, We did not say that we'll deduct from the chayiv X amount of money. Whenever he'll get money, we'll pay out. Ochal kishir zuzi, kefi mash and imkorim peres bishuk. That means we have the peres bishuk. Ubo haloive lefoneinu vitova. And the loive comes and he's teveya. I don't mind you should eat my peres peribis. Yeshumo peres ochal. Let's be sham the peres he ate. Veyit lein bechayvoy. Ilo havali zuzi. If I would have had money, ila havali zuzi, lay misalkin alay, I can't be misalkin with the zuzi, hashtanami, periochu, the zuzi didinu, this is my zuzi, peri deocho, zuzi didinu, the peris that he ate is my zuzi, so me mele, misalik with that. Misalkin alay. How can you take this achile and say it's a piroin for the choy? It's of a kribis. Hanimili labosa de shokli. That's after he took the of a kribis, so then I can't take it away from him. He's only letting him eat the kerem. So Mamela, and you never took Rebbes. This is the Karen you took. So Mamela, the Karen. So this is the Karen finished. Ochal tvei, le mafkine mine, dovek Rebbesu. Vene yaitze bedayonim. That's true. Le machshavin me shtore le shtore. Im chayiv lo im mois bishtar acher. Ein oide vese sha ochal piroin lo chay vashtar acher. That means you weigh $200. Worth a peiris, we will not say that the second $100 of Achilas peiris is a peiroin of that chayiv. The high afkini minay, this is already called you taking away from him of a kribis. Masha ochal kva. This was eaten l'shem ribis, and you can't say no, we'll deduct the second chayiv. That is, by a poshita person. Ubidi yasmi, but what if Yisaimim were the Balei Chayvis? The Yisaimim borrowed $100, and then this is a mashkin from Yisaimim. So then the din is different. Ochal shir zuzi, misalkin and lay. Ochal tvei, mafkin and minay. Machshevinin, mishtore lishtore. Zot Rashi, ubi Yisaimim, im sod zu shol yesoy memi och al tvei mafkine mine why shebezn shebeir avin shol yesoy mem the bezn is the avin shol yesoy mem ve rei heim shalitim lasais mishpat the bailam to make mishpat ve heim lei machlo al haidev shocho so whatever he ate till now they weren't michael. So that means, even though they never came, but they're Avim Shel Yisaimim, and they're the Balabatim and Dishtot, so the minute he eats a Shir Zuzi, it's Keilu Bezin sent him a letter, Reb Yid, the Chayv is paid up, you have no right to remain in this Mashkin, give back the Mashkin. He never got the email, he never got Basin as Avim shall Yisaimim, and it's Keilu that was done and finished. And Nochazach, and by Yisaimim, if there were two stories, so the din is, by Yisaimim, Mechashvinim, Mishtore, Lishtore. That means after you ate $100, so it's just like Bezin told them, listen, you have no right to eat further in this field, and whatever you eat is a piroin for the second. for the second shtar, not for the ribbis, the ofek ribbis of the first roif, and machshavin and mishtar le shtar.